What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds TV. If I'm a little hyper, that's because I still off the pre-workout and I did like 400 dips, 400 shrugs, and I'm just hype and I'm in a caloric deficit right now. So if you don't know what a caloric deficit means, is that when you ate a certain amount of calories for the day, and the calories that you took in is in a caloric deficit. So my watch is telling me I burned 600 calories today in my workout, but I might have only eaten 1,500. So I'm at 900 calories for the day. And I have to wait till tomorrow morning to eat. So I'm in a caloric deficit. What does that do? That cuts weight. It also puts on muscle. I drank plenty of protein today. I ate some protein. This is what I'm doing. Intermittent fasting till tomorrow morning sometime. I had some protein pancakes. I don't know how to pronounce this, man. I just say A-C-A-I bowl, which was good. If you look at my Instagram, you see I posted it. And I had a protein bar and a protein drink. All spaced out, of course. So, yeah. So if you see me a little hype and crazy, you know, I'm on one. Shout out to everybody. I got something special for y'all, too. All the people who support me, who come on this channel, I got something special that I'm doing in every show from now on. I got something special that I just made for y'all. Oh, and if you didn't watch my show, Outrageous Opinions, the first episode is Janelle Monae. I promise you that show is a short show, but it's going to go crazy. But I got my BCAAs over there. I took all my supplements. I'm good. I took my ashwagandha. I took my sea moss. I took a lot. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. So don't think I'm going to fall out nowhere. We ain't doing that. So tonight's topic. Shout out to my brother, DJ Inf, who called me and said, yo, are you going to talk about it? And I said, yo, Inf, man, I'm scared of that topic. I'm scared of that topic. I don't want to talk about that topic. And for the most part, I wasn't going to talk about it. Koku hit me today. He was like, what about Ghostface, son? I wasn't going to talk about it. But then I said, you know what? Maybe I could put it in a perspective that I know how to do, right? Because everybody doesn't have the mind I have. Everybody doesn't have the perspective I have. And I know how to be respectful in touchy topics. And I know how to speak on stuff and articulate it, right? Without anybody feeling offended when I want to. So this is one of them times that I want to. You know what I'm saying? Fatima, I do not like coconut water. I'm going to just be real with you. I don't like coconut water. I ain't drinking no coconut water. So you got to give me something else. I ain't drinking no coconut water. That's that. So let me get into tonight's topic. It's trending all over. Like I said, I got phone calls, people calling me. So respectfully, I'm going to talk about this respectfully. So this is the post. It's on Hip Hop DX. It's on various sites. Oh, and make sure you go to shop.doggydiamondstv.com and get your No Filter shirts. As you know, this is the old logo, so this is going to be retro soon because all the new shirts you can't get this one. You can only get the new one. So this is a retro one, but shop.doggydiamondstv.com. Okay, so his Instagram is Forever Infinite. So Infinite, I don't know if you know, is a righteous attribute. You know, Infinite is a righteous name. So let me move this right here, this Doggy Diamond, so you can see it. Okay. So he goes into tagging his father and says, a man who doesn't take care of his family will never be blessed. At the real Ghostface Killer, ghosted us for too long. I see some people commenting that I know, and he types, I have never been the type to go online and talk about my personal life, my family, or my emotions. However, today, I am given an inside look into my broken heart because I'm feeling more lost and hopeless than I have ever been. At the real Ghostface Killer, I didn't really want to do this, but at this point, I'm tired of keeping quiet to save your reputation. I'm tired of the pain My heart has been aching and longing to be loved by you, my Father, for way too long. So since you're unreachable, perhaps this will get your attention. I haven't had a full conversation with you or seen you in over 15 years. You haven't once tried to reach out to me to see how I'm feeling or how I'm doing. I have messages that literally show me reaching out to you and receiving no response for over a decade. So you have people, you know, that's with an outpouring of support. Again, this is his this is Instagram page. I'm not trying to promote him or nothing like that, but this is his Instagram page if you want to go see the post. I think he does music. I don't know what type of music he does, but this is his Instagram page. You know. So all right. So this is where I want to go with it. Okay. Ghostface being Muslim, this might be unacceptable to him in his system of beliefs. I want to put myself in his shoes and how I would handle it. And I think everybody should do that as well. When do you disown your children? Is there anything that can happen in your life that can make you disown your children? Now, some people say, no, they're going to love their child regardless, but everybody doesn't think like that. And at what point in this age can your children disgrace you? At what point can you disgrace your children? Now, if your child was a serial killer and they killed a bunch of children, like say the mother of Timothy McVeigh, do you say, I still love them, and even though they killed the children? Do you say that? Do you say that's still my child, even though they killed children? Also, do you say I have to disown you because you've done something that I don't agree with? And I'm not saying his preference is like that, but I'm just saying, when do you disown your children? And are you wrong for disowning your children? Because again, you're going to have 50% that says no, you're going to have 50% that says yes. But I'm just saying, when do you do it? Now, Ghostface has a career. And I'm not, listen, I don't want anybody to think that I'm making any excuses for him. And I don't want anybody to think that I agree with his decisions, because it's his decision, right? It ain't my decision to do that, right? What I would do, I'm not sharing that with y'all, but I'm just saying it's his decision to do that, right? So my thing is, he has a career. He might not have been there for his son for in the early stages of life because of unfortunately, in this music culture, we're taught to chase the bag, chase the money, and we're chasing a lifestyle that we want to give our children. Now, one point, I interviewed Supreme and Sun God. I got an interview with Supreme and Sun God. Ghostface might be doing what was done to him. When many women and men have children, who says they're going to be good parents? Who says that they know how to be good parents? Because they might only do what was done to them. So if you listen to his song, All That I Got Is You, that don't sound like an upbringing that was great. Now you can have two perspectives. You can say my upbringing was poor, so I'm going to make sure my children's upbringing is not poor. Or you can say, shit, I had to go through it. They got to go through it. It sometimes it's either or. Sometimes it's either or. The only problem that I have with it, this is the only thing that I will say something on Infinite's behalf, is that the slogan was, Wu-Tang is for the children. So you can't use that slogan no more if you're not for your children. Respectfully, I ain't trying to be disrespectful. I'm just saying real talk. You can't say you for the children or have the slogan that y'all are for the children if you're not for your children. Damn. We in an era where social media, unfortunately, we're all just sitting around waiting to get exposed. Right? We're all sitting around waiting to get exposed. We're all sitting around waiting for someone to air you out. When it's your child and they go to social media, your children is always your children. If they're 45, if they 80, they're still your children. Like you never stop being a parent. You know what I'm saying? You never stop being a parent. You're always a father. But in this culture, now let's say in this culture that we're in, Ghostface is not well off, I don't believe. He might have more money than he had, but when you're rapping to get out of Stapleton, when you're rapping for food, something in somebody, unfortunately, is going to get neglected. Now, who gets neglected, how they get neglected, and what the effect of the neglect is, I could name hundreds of rappers, thousands of rappers. I know that they just on the road. It's not the same. No, you know, just think about the era they came up in. The era they come from and their music is so old that they can't survive on social media via their music like these artists can't get into streaming and all that. Just think about, they had to physically be in places. They had to physically do in stores. They had to physically travel. They had to physically do that. Unfortunately, some of your children or your child or all your children might get neglected because you're chasing something that you think is going to take you and them out of poverty. Now, if he was absent their whole life, that's one thing. But we would want to know, at what point did he say, I'm not fucking with y'all? And me being a man who, shit, my father abandoned me. My father abandoned me for drugs. My father abandoned me for crack. I didn't have social media to vent to. I didn't have anything. What I did was I took my ass to counseling when I got a certain age. Genesis, thank you for the super chat. Leviticus, he wrote Leviticus 2013. If a man also live with mankind. Oh, I can't do that. But it's respect for you. I don't want to condemn nobody's lifestyle right now. You know what I'm saying? Because regardless, it is what it is. We're just talking about parenting right now. So my pops abandoned me, and I talk about it all the time. I'm open with that. But what I did was I went to counseling. I speak to y'all freely about it, because when crack hit in the 80s, so many of us was affected by it. So I'm able to speak freely, open, and honest. And when I speak for many of you. Sometimes when I write posts and I talk about certain shit, people think that I'm personally going through it. What I do is I get to speak for many of you that that don't have a voice. So sometimes somebody would say, "Oh, you always mad, you always complaining." Sometimes it ain't even what I'm going through. It could be something that I see. But how does this person get to speak to an audience, right? So sometimes I say, "Damn, that's fucked up. Oh, now I gotta talk about that. It ain't got nothing to do with me." But I like to talk about shit that I see people go through because they don't have a voice. And so many times people hit me on the DM or hit me directly and say, "Yo, thank you for speaking for that, because you told you told my life. You was able to speak for me, and I couldn't articulate it the way you could." So what's personal anymore? In the day that we in the time that we in, what's personal? What's out there for, like what's shameful anymore? I don't even know what the fuck is shameful anymore. I don't even know if people are cognizant of what I'm about to do is going to affect many people. Does pain make you put other people in pain? Are you in that much pain that, because think about this, right? What is social media supposed to do but condemn ghosts? Because even, is it going to be people who don't even give a fuck that's going to be like, "Oh, that's fucked up"? What, or is it justified based off of, shit, I'm in pain, everybody gotta be in pain? But I tell people, and I always tell y'all, yo, you can't go through something and put it on other people. Sometimes you gotta get your help. Get your help. Make peace with your situation. If your father didn't talk to you in so long, that nigga ain't gonna talk to you now. That's all respect. That ain't gonna make me talk to you. That ain't gonna make me fuck with you. Oh, you wanted to embarrass me. Okay, cool. So now I'm really not gonna fuck with you. I think about situations I might have been in with exes, and they did shit to try to embarrass me. Oh, you trying to embarrass me. Now I will never fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? So, this is not new though. Worldstar put up a video of him a long time ago. And I don't think ghosts should be condemned for having a child that lives an alternative lifestyle, because I'ma be real with y'all. It is a lot of rappers who children live an alternative lifestyle. That's all I'ma say about that. It's a lot of them. More than I can count on one hand, and it's prominent dudes that you'll be like, wow. It happens. Could we say the absentee father? Can we say you wasn't there? You didn't punch him in the chest enough? Like, what is it that makes you, like, do you go this way because I wasn't there? Does me being there stop this? Those are the questions that are critical. Those are very critical questions. Like, does me being there, does this stop this? Does this, if I was around, would you had not lived this alternative lifestyle? What did I have to do with you living like this? So is it my fault? Or are you like this and you're mad because I don't fuck with you? You know, because we've all been faced. Of course, somebody like me who doesn't have any biological children. I question myself all the time. I mean, all everybody's going to question themselves. And I'm going to let everybody give their opinion, you know. I'm not swaying anyway. I'm going to be real with y'all. I'm not on nobody's side, but these are questions that are happening in our society, in our culture, and in our community. And when I say our community, I'm talking about community Because there really is no community because we don't live around each other, right? But we do form a community online where we all congregate together, whether it's in the chat, whether it's on Instagram, whether it's on social media. So that became our community. Before, our community was us being able to touch elbows, play tag and shit like that. That don't exist no more. So is it Ghost's fault? Because you're going to have some that say, yo, he wasn't there. He wasn't there for him. But at the same time, if you're chasing a dream, if you're chasing what's a dream but now becomes a reality, and I'm telling y'all, and I just want y'all to know, I want y'all to know, like, seriously, it's a particular time, like me, all right? I have residual income from doing this. Like, I have videos that's going to make money. But look at how the culture does. Let's use me, for example. Out of all the interviews I've done, I think I have thousands on the internet. Like thousands all over the internet. All the interviews that I've done that's actually being redone now. I'm not well off for what I did. I have to still work. I still have to go live. I still have to create content. Like, in our culture, I don't get to live off of what I've done. I can't win today's game off of yesterday's points. Even though other people in the culture could let, you know, they could rest. Like me, look, I don't, you know, I got one super chat. I don't get donations. I don't get none of that shit. And people be in other people's chat, donating, giving all types of shit. We gonna talk about that shit too. But I don't get to chill. I mean, if I chill, I'm good, but I still have to work. In the internet age, I still have to innovate. I still have to come up with things to keep this boat afloat, right? Imagine being a rapper in a 10-man group. You heard about the pay scale. Imagine having to, if you don't rap, if you don't put out albums, if you don't do shit, you don't eat. Now, respectfully, Ghost and them, man, they 50 years old. Unfortunately, some of their business is probably not right and exact. So they can't rest. They can't sit back. They can't just chill and just say, I'ma let the money pile up for what I did. It's like, yo, no, what have you done for the culture lately? And that shit is tough, because I always talk about the plight of us as Black people, how we're accepted with our creations. It's like, if you didn't create today, niggas reroute. Like, you could look, I could write a book, and you read the book. I could have wrote the book 10 years ago, and a nigga could rewrite my book, and niggas act like they never even read the book before. But know that they read the book, and the person who wrote the book could just plagiarize my whole shit, and you'll never say, oh, that was Doggy Diamond's book. People to just act like it's a new ass book. You understand what I'm saying? So again, yes, Robert T. So the OJs still got to go on the road. The Ozzy brother, the Foursome D. Like, we, but when is the last time Mick Jagger toured? When is the last time a Bette Midler been out there? Like, these people get to create their art and get all their money and get all their shit and chill. Us, we don't work, we don't eat. So unfortunately, somebody is going to get neglected. Somebody is going to have to suffer from the decisions that we make to survive. And that's the dilemma. That's the dilemma that we face. That's the dilemma that we're put in, because it's like, oh, you want me to spend time with you. It's like, me in relationships. I've had women that was like, when I'm gonna see you? And I'm like, you see me on YouTube. You know what I mean? Like, tune into my live, because seeing you is like a waste of time. Respectfully, I'm just, being respectfully. Like, see you and do what? Like, see you and do what? All right, we go eat, you know what I'm saying? You give me some box or some neck or whatever the case may be. And then what? I'm got to go back, because if I don't work, I don't eat. We don't, when you're an entrepreneur or you are an artist, you don't have time to rest. You barely could go on vacations. You barely could do shit because it's a content driven. Look what this YouTube shit has become. I mean, just to be honest, this YouTube shit has become shit. You got so many people on here not creating content. They're creating chaos and bullshit, and it's absorbed. So now you're trying to navigate with your greatness amongst bullshit. And people don't know how to differentiate greatness from bullshit, because a lot of bullshit supersedes greatness, because people are into quantity, not quality. You're going to have some who like quality, but that's far and few. Like, I remember dudes smoking dirt weed. And they would say, yo, you know what? We going to roll up a few blunts. It's dirt, but if we smoke four blunts, we might get high. Because they didn't have the money for the piff. So they rather smoke four dirt blunts, hoping they get high, because they couldn't afford the piff. You understand what I'm saying? So, just the culture that we in, man. The father gets a lot of blame, because nowhere in this did he mention his mom's. He could have at least said, yeah, my mother held me down. My mother kept it together. Because if I'm not mistaken, respectfully, his mother is also RZA's sister. So that's a double whammy. So RZA's your uncle, and this shit crazy. You know what I'm saying? This shit crazy. And, you know, I feel bad for both of them. I feel bad for that it had to come to the internet. I feel bad that both of them are going to get embarrassed. Both of them are going to face judgment by the public. But remember, he chose to go public with it. He chose to go public with a problem that's not a public problem. It's not a public problem. I don't care if your parent is a public figure. It's not a public problem. What the fuck could we do? All we gonna do is cast judgment on his ass and ghost. So it doesn't remedy anything. It's embarrassing to both of them. So there is nothing that's going to come from it good, because, again, family, I implore all of you, get help. There are professionals that can help you. When I say professionals, I mean people who went to school for this, people who don't have no agenda. Get help. If you have any type of health care, go to your health care card, and they have some type of mental health on there, right? So go on there and just ask for help. And let me tell y'all something too. Getting help doesn't mean you're crazy. I know we all scared to say we're crazy, because crazy means that, you know, you eating your shit, you hear voices. That's what we think crazy is. That's not what crazy is. And just because you having some anxiety issues, you having some tough times, that don't mean you crazy, man. That just means you need help. And sometimes it's good to speak to a professional, somebody who actually is versed in this field that can give you coping mechanisms. I did it, because I'm gonna just keep it real with y'all. I thought I was gonna be in prison for the rest of my life, because I was in such pain from my childhood that I just wanted to hurt people. I just wanted to lash out. Like, oh, y'all think I'm fucking playing? That's just was my mentality. Like, oh, you think I'm playing? Okay. But what good am I to me or to loved ones if I'm in jail or dead? You understand what I'm saying? So I got help. For a while, though, I did want to whip some ass. And there was some people in particular that I thought about doing some real heinous shit to. I'm just keeping it real with you. I really thought about doing some fuck shit. But what would that have solved? It would have just got me in prison. So I'm not crazy, and I'm not that crazy enough if I can have the mental capacity to say, I need help. Crazy people don't know they need help because it's normal. It's normal. And I know some of you are anti-medication. You anti-shit. Listen, man, sometimes your ass need to get stabilized for a little while. So you be listening to these motherfuckers that's telling you don't do this and do that. But sometimes you're suffering in a way that they don't know. They don't know your sufferings. They don't know your hurt. They don't know your pain. So stop listening to people who've never experienced what you're going through personally. I talk about it because I went through that shit. You know what I'm saying? I went through that shit. I went through a very dark time in my life. Like, so dark that I was like, I wouldn't wish this shit on my enemy. I remember going through such a dark time in my life that I was like, I don't wish this shit on my enemy. Like, please. Please, any way that I could alleviate this mental anguish I'm going through, I'm willing to do anything, outside of pricking my finger and making a pact with the devil or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, yo, any remedy, any talking I could do, I'm willing to do it because I ain't thinking right, man. And I know that I'm not thinking right. I know I'm not thinking right. But there was no internet. There was no putting people on blast. Shit, I went through some shit this year, last year. But there is no internet. There's ways, there's coping mechanism. There is no tagging women. There is no tagging men. There is no doing that. There is a way to find a way to cope with what you're going through that doesn't involve embarrassing somebody. Because once people get embarrassed and once they are angry, they really not fucking with you. Like, again, I have people mad at me for shit they did to me. Right now, as I speak to you, it's some people that don't talk to me for shit they did to me. I got people who don't fucking talk to me for shit they did to me because they needed an out. They needed justification for their behaviors. So maybe in this situation, Ghost didn't want to fuck with him. So now he say, well, now I really ain't fucking with you. You just embarrassed me. So how it's not going to work. It's not going to work out. And then you got people like Ghost who, you know, is 50. That man might be set in his ways, man. We seen him on Marriage Boot Camp or one of them boot camp shows, man. He was a creep on that shit. You understand what I'm saying? I think he was fucking with a chick by the name of Chelsea. And you seen he didn't give a fuck about her. So, unfortunately, our upbringing shapes and molds us. That tough shit. This have to be tough. This have to be masculine all the time. And when I say masculine, I mean because I'm masculine at all times. But I'm the need to have to be tough and tell you I'll blow your head off. You understand what I'm saying? The need to be that all the time. That affects us black men to where we can't just chill. We're just like, yo, what? You understand what I'm saying? What? Oh, you think I'm playing? So that's why you have so much of this shit where everybody is just super duper tough until they ask. Because all the tough niggas is in the same graveyard. You don't get a special graveyard because you're tough. And you don't get a special jail either. And you don't get a special wheelchair. Well, you might get a motorized wheelchair or whatever. But all the tough niggas suffer the same fate. I ain't never met a tough nigga that ain't go through the same shit. But again, when we are ostracized publicly, we're going to rebel. We're going to get mad. I learned to deal with shit by not dealing with it. I just tweeted Y'all follow me on Twitter at Doggy Diamonds. If you did, or if you saw me on Instagram at Doggy Diamonds, you would say, I'm not matching energy no more. I'm removing myself. I ain't got to listen, man. If you a piece of shit, and I got to prove to you that I'm a piece of shit back to get back at you, that makes me a piece of shit too. So I'm just as bad as you. The best thing I can do for certain people is just not fuck with them. Oh, you not fucking with me? Because if you are a scumbag? Fine. What could I do about that? Because my life gonna go on regardless. Because there's people who be doing shit to people and they just unbothered like a motherfucker. They don't even mention, you know, how you helped them, assisted them. They'll just say, well, for 30 years he did this, but for 6 months they did that. So fuck them. And you start putting it on a scale. 30 years? 6 months? So you mad at some shit that went down in 6 months and you going to throw away 30 years, but that's just how it is, man. And society, culturally, we just in a bad space because we here tonight talking about it, right? I mean, Magic Johnson's son. Whoa. Like Magic Johnson's son. Think about that. What the Wait, hold on. Why my shit ain't work? I pushed my... Yo, what's going on? Whoa. Oh, my shit don't work no more? Did I fuck something up? Whoa. Yo. See, y'all made my voice go away. My voice of reason. I don't know what I did. I probably pushed some buttons messing with y'all. Hold on. Was it this? Whoa. Man, now I'm mad. The voice of reason is... Oh.
Whoa. Ha. Back like we never left. Whoa.
You understand what I'm saying? So, what would y'all do in this situation? And I need y'all comments. I need y'all to speak on this. I need y'all to comment on this because this is not something uncommon in hip-hop culture. A lot of these individuals have abandoned their children in the way that the children felt abandoned, if that makes any sense. No, I needed my voice of reason. Y'all ain't hear that. I'm like, whoa.
You didn't hear that whoa. That whoa was important. Like, I had this bad bitch in town. She was whoa. Ah.
But anyway, yeah, y'all. So I think this is a community conversation because if you an artist, if you an up-and-coming artist, if you an independent artist, this shit might happen to you. So let's take all situations, and before we clown it and ridicule it, let's say, what would I do? And sometimes some solutions are community solutions. Sometimes you know, somebody might read the comments and see a comment that, you know, that resonates with them, you know. But damn, it's such a tough situation. You know, but nobody likes to be embarrassed. Nobody likes to be, you know, called out. Sometimes a motherfucker could be right. What? Let me tell you, like, I told this story, right? So my father didn't like you to tell him nothing, right? He would, don't tell me nothing. You a child, you ask me. You don't tell me nothing. Did your parents ever say that shit to you before? Like, don't tell me nothing. You can ask me, but you don't tell me. Right? That some parents was like that, right? So I remember my childhood friend Justin was having a birthday party the next day, supposed to be. So I remember going to my father and say, hey, Justin's supposed to have a birthday party tomorrow. So I'm just telling you now that tomorrow, if he has the party, I'm going to ask if I could go. Me being a kid, not knowing, I'm not no fucking... I ain't no genius. I don't know how to articulate shit. I'm just a child. So I was like, say, listen, you know, tomorrow I'm telling you that tomorrow I might ask you if he's having a party, but I don't know if he's having a party. And I remember my father saying to me, yo, you telling me? And I was like, not telling you like that, but I'm just telling you that I might ask. And he was like, so you telling me? And I was a kid. I didn't know how to articulate that. No, I'm not telling you anything. I'm informing you. Because I didn't know. I was a kid. I didn't know. Like, I'm fucking 9 years old. Like, how do you ask, you know, could I go to a party tomorrow? I just didn't know. And I remember him just saying, oh, you telling me. And I was like, yeah, I'm telling you, I might ask you tomorrow. He was like, okay. We left it like that. So tomorrow come, and my friend Justin is having a party, and I go to my father and say, remember I told you? You gotta laugh at shit now, because when you look back at, you know, hindsight is 20/20, and you learn. And when you look back, you learn how to deal with shit and cope with shit for future references and different dealing with different children. And I said, remember I told you yesterday that if Justin was having a party, I was going to ask you? He was like, yeah. I said, well, he's having a party. Can I go? And he was like, no, because you think you telling me shit. And I'm like, saying in my mind, I'm like, nigga, did you not fucking get what I was trying to say? Because I didn't know how to say, I'm going to inform you. And he was being a fucking prick because he knew what I was saying. You know what I'm saying? But again, I'm a child. You know, children have innocence. We don't know how to articulate stuff. And he could have said to me, well, you can say you're going to inform me. Don't say you're telling me. Nah, he just sat there like a fucking asshole and did that shit to me. But he let me go to the party. He said no eventually, but he sat there for a little while. And I just went in the room and he came and was like, you can go to the party. But I'm like, all these fucking mind games you like to play, for what? But I'm going to tell you something. And I said this to my homie Tajo the other day. That shit I went through with him, yo, it just made me so sharp. It's unfortunate that you go through shit. But when you're able to extract and separate from the trauma of it and think about the lesson, because there's no L and nothing. There's always a lesson. When you're able to separate the trauma and the trauma bonding with shit and say, what could I learn from that? What did I learn from that? You'd be like, oh, I get it. So a lot of times, again, via counseling, you can learn how to cope with shit later on in life. I think a lot of times people just don't know how to cope. So people just sit there and well in their trauma. Oh, and it's 725 people in the room, 200 likes. Can we get these likes up? What I'm about to start doing with this chat, I got to change the way this shit is being arranged, because I feel like I'm just going to be very, very blunt and honest. I've been in this culture for a very long time, putting on, giving y'all content. I got lights. I got all the bells and whistles. I salute and I thank everybody, whoever contributed, donated, and helped me get where I'm at. But I just want to say that I need more. If you want to DM me and say you should be on Revolt, if you want to DM me and say what I deserve, well, the deserving and the help comes from people, not from a person, all right? If you know that I'm an independent person who doesn't conform to the culture, can say what I want, do what I want, I need y'all to support me in my independence. If not, then they come and try to take over, change the message, and change who I am. That's why people sell out, because they need help. So if you can't do something free, like hit the like button, it is free, right? That's cool. And if you think you want to see me go further, then my Cash App is pinned to the top. My Super Chat is open. Y'all got to support a little bit more. I'm not a fucking fish, all right? I'm not a fish. You can't just be sitting looking at me like a fucking fish in a fishbowl. That's not going to work. I've been putting on for this culture a long time. I'm not going to say what I deserve. I'm not going to say what y'all should be doing. But you know what you should be doing. And if it's love, and if you love me and you want me to grow, because I've been growing like a motherfucker, then support. You know what I'm saying? And it goes a long way. And this is what I'm going to do. And because y'all support me and y'all going to support me in the future, this is what I'm going to do. I got a new segment that I'm doing the show, and it's called The Rundown. Are you ready for The Rundown? Are you ready for The Rundown? So The Rundown is basically this. This is The Rundown, where I run down Shout out to Coach Ken Daka. Shout out to Homie Don't Play That. Shout out to Chemo Savvy. Put your name in the chat so I can run down your name. Come on, come on, come on. Kelly Mills, let's go. Come on, we only got a few minutes, man. We can't be here all night. This is the rundown. This is every show we do on the rundown. We gonna run them names. Come on, come on. Type your name. Say something. Hit a super chat. Say something so we can run it down. Come on, come on, come on. Fatima Abdul Wahid, shout out to you. Come on, come on, come on, y'all. Come on, y'all gotta type. I gotta see that chat jumping. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, man. Y'all sitting there. Y'all not saying nothing. Big Ma. Shout out to Big Ma. Come on. Every day. Come on. SL Smith. Come on. B Banks L. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Come on. Y'all got to type. Come on. Marlon Blake. JMO 8585. Come on. Come on. Come on. PA Dre Official. Naima. Setcax Allah. JA Live 518. Lu Chin Chin TV, Mega Bills, Enob, Aliens Duwai, Steve 5320, Henry Blanco, Crown, Depp MC, Billy Grandy, D Richardson. Where we at? Come on, see, this is what I'm talking about. This is what we need. Dice, shout out to you. 6764 is the code. Adina April, CJF Music. Come on, come on. Who cares? No Limit, Ryan Smith. Elizabeth Lorraine, cut this. Andrew, get the fuck out of here. Marcavius Kusar. Leteri Stevenson, if I pronounce your name wrong, I'll get it back. Kareem Earl Reed, the Minister Maintainer, the Master Maintainer, my bad. Shahonda Lane, Michael Ballantine, Paul Boys Basketball, Godson, Pablo Soprano, aka Paulie, aka Pavgate. Bville 127 Scale Blazers Ty. Shout out to Red Star 7311 for the donation and the super chat. Richard Harper, Jeff Coleman, Malik Moncrief, Jason Lee, Nisha Nine Stars, BX2X7, Hubert Scott, Depp MC. Shout out, not Depp MC. Lu Chin Chin TV. Shout out to you. Markeisha Martin, William Smith. Come on, let's go. Hard Facts Media. Andrea Bradshaw, It's In The Bag TV, Dulla Boy, I don't know how to pronounce your name, Sof 12 Global, I hope, Raymond Ellis, T Nitty, Truth Be Told, Nick Texas, B Norris, D, The Last Real One, Mo TV, all right, y'all, Godson, so this is what we're doing, every show, we're going to do Mucky Moto, Crypto Side, Bernadette, Bernie, Noble Ali, George Johnson. So, Armed Rebellious. Come on, y'all. Let's do this. Let's do this. We in this shit together, man. We going to climb the motherfucking mountaintop. How we want to do it. How we going to do it. We don't need no big corporations, and we don't need to do none of that shit. Elliot Matt, thank you for the super chat. The Wax in Philly. Shout out to y'all, So Left Field. Shout out to So Left Field for the super chat. You know what I'm saying? Indian God, G, back to Hood TV. Yo, and if I said your name, just clip this and put it on your Instagram. Do that and then tag me and I'm definitely share you in my stories. This is what I want y'all to do. This is what I'm saying. We going to build some shit here. We talk about a lot of shit. We've been building for some years. Y'all been fucking with me for some years. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? God's own DJ. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all. If you want to send something via Cash App, it's pinned to the top. Let's go. This is what we doing from here, from now on. So this is where we at. The rundown will be on every show. Rundown will be on every... D-Wex, not D-Wex. Shout out to you. Ty Nitty. I said Ty Nitty because of T Nitty. My bad. T Nitty, shout out to you. Sir Gamma, Richmond, California. Damn, who's from Richmond? Is Richie Rich from Richmond? Or no, Richie Rich is not from Richmond. Is that where Master P was from? After Hours Spot. So look, shout out to y'all, man. Brandon Antonio, stop it. So again, man, I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for joining me. Y'all are part of the podcast too. So when you hear this on the audio, you're going to hear your name. That's why you should go to the audio version and make sure you got it. So we do the rundown every time where everybody gets shouted out. We don't leave nobody left out. We shout out the room. We shout out everybody. You know what I'm saying? Again, We are the people of the voice. Oh, and I'm going to tell y'all something, right? If you did not see my show, Outrageous Opinions, you got to watch it. This right here. And I have a tutorial of me making this smiley because I made my own smiley, but it's called Outrageous Opinions. I did my first episode with Janelle Monae, which I have since removed it. Oh, episode 2. Oh my God, y'all don't. Well, if y'all get mad at me, I don't care. But let me give you a preview of episode 2. May I? Before I go, could I give y'all a preview of episode 2? Episode 2 will be out tomorrow. I'm going to record it tonight. But if y'all get mad, I just got to deal with it. You know what I'm saying? But I know many people agree with me. And I know, you know, this got to be said. So this is where I'm at, man. Outrageous opinion. What I want y'all to know is an opinion that might be outrageous to some, but many people agree with it, but don't have the audience and they scared to say they agree with it. So can I find the artwork? Where are you, artwork? I don't even know where the artwork is at. Oh, damn. My bad, y'all. I'm such a... Oh, y'all ready? I need to get a drum roll. Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready? So yeah, I do my own logos. This is what I do. But I just want y'all to know, when I get donations and I get monies from y'all, I always take it and invest back into the product. So I find ways. I might have to pay for Photoshop. This is not free for me to do. This is respectfully to anybody who use free who use StreamYard. This is not StreamYard. This is a custom program that I made. One day I'm gonna do a tutorial on this. But yo, listen. Listen. Y'all ready for the reveal of episode 2? Just promise you're not going to unfollow me. But you got to hear me out. Y'all ready? I got to get my drum roll. Where the hell is my drum roll? But listen, this is episode 2. Oh, man. I got to go there, man. I got to go there. I got to go there. It ain't about feelings, man. We just got to deal with some truths. And I'm going to break down some truths for y'all. I know some people might be upset, but I got to give y'all the truth. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm here to do. So I'm going there tomorrow. I just want y'all to know. You know what I'm saying? This is called Outrageous Opinion, and I'm going there tomorrow. And I'm going to give y'all some facts. And because homie, nah, homie got to go, man. When that dude was in office, man, we was getting to the paper. We was all good. So we got to, if you agree with me, we go in there tomorrow. But, you know, some people are going to be in their feelings. Oh, no, we're Democrats, blah, blah, blah. Nah, I ain't a Democrat or a Republican. I'm just who doing the right thing for us. So, yes, man, I appreciate y'all. I thank y'all. Sakai Salah has been wilding, but yeah, I will do that tomorrow. I work very hard. If you can go over to my Doggy Diamonds verse, that's where all the tutorials is gonna be. The Beatmaker Show, I'm about to upload that, and Doggy Diamonds Reactions, where y'all gonna be able to send me your music and stuff, and I'm gonna react. I'm working overtime, so I need all your support. I don't have time. I don't have time to wait on a AdSense check or a YouTube check. I need support of the people, because I work hard. I sacrifice so much to bring you content. Oh, and if you get a chance, I have I should have put a poll. Why didn't you put a damn poll in it? I should have put a poll next time. So what I'll do, I'll put the poll in the community. But I have something nice that I did. And I don't know if I'm going to show y'all this as well. And this is, like I said, I just like creating content. I told y'all before, if I don't create, I'm going to die. And this is just not some thrown together, slapped together shit. This is actually thought out content that I do. I'm writing descriptions. I'm doing everything. So the content that I want y'all to go comment on, if you didn't see, Big Chap, thank you, man, is, look, you need a first verse for your hit record. Do you choose Inspector Deck, Biggie, Fredro, or Sheik Looch? Now, I'm going to run it down. Inspector Deck, Triumph, Protect Your Neck, Assassination Day, which is my favorite. Biggie, I love the dough. Flavor in Your Ear remix, Notorious Thugs, Fredro, Last Days, I got struck by lightning and the thunder. Sheik Looch. Reservoir Dogs. Oh my God, just that verse alone. He got a lot more, but so this is what I want to do. On my channel, I want to start more engaging hip-hop conversations. So I want y'all to go in there and leave y'all comments and make sure that you share that. Sharing is very, very important. Sharing is very, very important. But don't leave the comments here. Go on that actual video. Leave your comments. I respect y'all. I got a lot of love for y'all. I appreciate y'all. I know sometimes I get a little angry, and I got some angry stuff I'm going to do too, but it's going to be dope. So I'm just here creating. Like I said, for me, my mind is always running with ideas and stuff like that. Shout out to my brother, Tyjo Elite. I know he's in here. That's my Ace Boon Coon, who I talk to that man probably like 700 times a day. He keep me sharp. Shout out to my council. You want to know what's funny? My council is all women that I trust, and I speak to all of them in a day, not in a romantic way, but I could ask women what they think before I ask some of these dudes, because these niggas be haters. Women don't be hating. Women are impartial, and they really, women, you know, respectfully be wanting to see you win. Some women, we not gonna say all, but some women be wanting to see you win. So I always ask them questions. So I just want y'all to know, before I do anything or I make any moves, I ask my counsel, should I do this and do that? Yeah, I'm the boss. Yeah, I'm the creator, but I want everybody that fuck with me to be pleased with what I do and never be embarrassed by what I do. And that's what a lot of people don't do. They do shit that's embarrassing, and they hurt themselves and hurt the people who love them doing it. And this is what this infinite thing could have possibly did. He could have embarrassed himself, and he could have embarrassed Ghost at the same time. So with that, man, I bid y'all good night. I appreciate all the cash apps. I appreciate all the super chats. Tomorrow we be back, and the Beef and Broccoli show is going on tomorrow. Until next time, I'm out of here. Poe, where you at, man? Hold on, let me call my cousin. I should have started calling more people. You know what, I didn't do that in a while. Call somebody. Let me see if I got this dude number in here. Hold on. Nope, I don't got his number. And don't be sleep neither, nigga. We don't sleep, we nap. Am I the only one who don't? Nah, I'm gonna ask this crazy question. I don't be making my damn bed. I just be. I gotta make my bed. Come on, man. Answer the phone.
Hello, you've reached the voicemail of Jerry Anthony's.
Anyway, look at this. Look what Doyle Star said. So this is the thing, too, that I want y'all to know. For people to leave stupid comments, they have to actually be subscribed. So people subscribe to say stupid shit. So I want to address you really quick, Doyle Star. Respectfully, I'm not even going to be disrespectful. I'm not even going to be angry. I'm just going to be truthful real quick. So you said, didn't somebody body me? I guess that's preference. I guess if you like, you know, fumboyism and shit that people say, cool. But since you think I got body, since you think, and you're alone in them thoughts, but I'm going to address you real quick. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be respectful. Since you think I got body, since my channel was dead and all that shit, this is what I've done in the last 28 days. So again, I like when y'all talk shit, cause these numbers is just on the fucking board. Like, look what you talking about. I got body, but look. Oh, this is my cousin. I got body. Yo.
Yo.
I'm live on YouTube. Why the fuck you ain't woke?
License recertification shit.
No, nobody told you to do that shit. So they want the whole full song Tiptoe out because it's my outro, but they want the full song out. So we got to find a way to put it out for the people because they want to hear it. I let them hear it one day and they want it. So we got to find a way to put it out. So I'm just letting you know.
Why are you too aggressive with me that way?
Nigga, because you sleep. Fuck you doing sleep. We don't sleep, nigga. We nap.
We got to put it out.
What the fuck? We gotta put it out. Nah, nigga, you know, this music shit was our dream before anything, and we going back to where the fuck we at. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, all right. So yeah, I'll call you tomorrow. Yep, all right. Yeah, that's who did Tiptoe. So again, when people pop shit, because I like when people pop shit, they say this is because of this, that, and the third. Family, look what's going on over there. Look, you see that? In the last 28 days. And like the great Cyrus said, from the Warriors, can you count suckers? I don't even want Tiptoe to be in there.